Well, the one four-letter word can basically give us the information that we need. Sometimes it can give us information we want, and sometimes it cannot be as accurate as we'd like it to be. That word is data, and demographer from the Australian National University joins us at the moment, Dr. Liz Allen. Good morning, Liz. Firstly, from your perspective, how do we actually define data?
Good morning. What an interesting question. When we think about data, we commonly think about numbers, but data is way more than that. Data can be numbers, it can be images, it can be words, it can be stories. And that's an important thing in the current climate of so-called fake news, is that how do we understand data? And data, and the next important thing to be mindful of is that data alone is not information. Data needs to be interpreted and transformed in order for us to then gain something tangible to then have an evidence base to inform policy.
So I guess with that in mind, I mean, you can have all sorts of numbers and information coming away. How do we accurately sift through what is usable data and what is just not really going to help us make an informed choice?
That's right. So data comes in different forms. It comes through different methodologies, different modes of collection. Now, when we think about a research process, there is a scientific process to the collection of data. And if a scientific approach has been undertaken, we can hold more confidence in the process and then, of course, in the resulting data. Now, I'm not going to do myself out of a job, and I'm going to spruik my discipline and say that many social researchers know the understandings of the right mode, the right method, given a particular set of circumstances. Sometimes we're limited in what we can do in order to collect data, given what we want to know. And so long as there is an appropriate, rigorous, and robust approach to the collection of data, we can be confident in the aftermath, if you like, in the resulting data to then be able to be interpreted and used to inform. And of course, depending on what we're wanting to know, will determine how we go about seeking data to inform.
On the other side of that coin, Liz, I guess you, particularly from a political point of view as well, we can sort of make the figures dance and seasonally adjust this and that to come up with the sort of data to push a point of view that we want, can't we, as well?
Certainly, and that is a concerning thing, is that more and more people are coming up with arguments to support a particular stance through poor polling or poor surveying. And that's something that I'm acutely aware of, and in fact, in response, I'm working through what I'm and colleagues are referring to as citizen social scientist program. And so what we're seeking to do is actually talk to people about how do we know something's wrong? How do we know that the data may not be reliable? And the types of things that we need to kind of apply a bit of a sniff test, if you like, to data, and then, of course, the information and evidence that flows. So I think there's a lot being done in this space to educate people in the community.
Well, there's a lot happening. Of course, we will collect more and more data. I guess it'll become more efficient, and that'll be part of our job, just to collect more and more information, which also, funnily enough, Liz, keeps you and some of your colleagues in a job as well, which is good for you.
It certainly is.
All right, thanks for joining us, Liz. You have a great day. Some interesting words from demographer Dr. Liz Allen from Australian National University. Data, what is it? It's a very good question. It's 18 to midday at 2 on URFM.